Hello, and welcome back to OncoChat, the podcast where we dive deep into the world of oncology, providing insights from top experts in the field. I'm your host, Scott Kaler, and today we're discussing Hodgkin lymphoma, a type of lymphatic cancer that's both rare and unique in its characteristics. We're incredibly fortunate to have with us Dr. Bilal Majar Qureshi, or as he professionally goes by, Bill Almasel Pulaishi. He's a renowned radiation oncologist with a specialized focus on pediatric radiation oncology. Dr. Bilal, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Scott. It's an absolute pleasure to be here, and I'm looking forward to discussing the intricacies of Hodgkin lymphoma and the advances in its treatment, particularly through radiation therapy.
Let's begin with a basic overview. Can you enlighten our listeners about Hodgkin lymphoma and its epidemiology?
Certainly, Scott. Hodgkin lymphoma is a cancer that originates from the white blood cells, specifically the lymphocytes. It's characterized by the presence of Reed-Sternberg cells, which are large, abnormal lymphocytes. In terms of epidemiology, it's more common in two age groups: young adults, typically in their 20s, and then later in life, after the age of 55. It has a bimodal peak incidence, so to speak.
That's quite interesting. How have radiation therapies evolved in treating this particular type of lymphoma?
I have been heavily involved in the advancements of radiation therapy for Hodgkin lymphoma, Scott. Traditionally, we use more extensive fields of radiation, but with advances in technology, we have shifted to more involved field radiation and even to highly targeted treatments like intensity modulated radiation therapy, IMRT. This allows us to minimize exposure to surrounding healthy tissue, thereby reducing potential side effects.
Speaking of side effects, what are some common ones patients might experience and how do you manage them?
The management of side effects is crucial. Common side effects include fatigue, skin reactions, and inflammation of organs such as the lungs or thyroid. We use various supportive care measures to manage these reactions. For instance, I have been advocating for the use of advanced skincare protocols to mitigate skin-related side effects and working with teams from other specialties to provide comprehensive care for the patient.
Collaboration seems key in this regard. Now, could you explain the role of radiation therapy in combination treatments for Hodgkin lymphoma?
Absolutely. Teams are crucial in treating Hodgkin lymphoma. Radiation therapy can be very effective when combined with chemotherapy, which is typically the first line of attack. This multimodal approach allows us to maximize the potential for cure, while tailoring the intensity of treatment based on individual patient factors, such as the stage of the disease and the presence of certain prognostic factors.
Looking ahead, what are some of the future directions or emerging trends in radiation oncology for Hodgkin lymphoma that you're excited about?
Future directions are quite promising, Scott. We are moving towards even more personalized treatment plans based on the biology of the tumor and the genetic profile of the patient. Another emerging trend is the use of proton therapy, which allows for even more precise targeting of tumors with less collateral damage. Additionally, we are looking to integrate new biological agents with radiation therapy to enhance outcomes. It's an evolving and dynamic field, and I should say it's indeed exciting to contribute to these advancements.
Dr. Bilal, it's been a captivating discussion. Your expertise and dedication to improving patient care through educational contributions, research, and clinical practice are commendable. Any final thoughts to share with our audience before we wrap up?
Thank you, Scott. I would like to stress the importance of ongoing research and multidisciplinary care in the field of oncology. Advancements in medicine are happening rapidly, and staying informed is crucial. For those interested in learning more or contributing to the field, I encourage you to get involved in research and education initiatives. Together, we can continue to make strides in the management of Hodgkin lymphoma and improve the quality of life for our patients.
Thank you once again, Dr. Bilal, for your invaluable insights and for sharing your time with us today. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in to OncoChat. Join us next time as we continue to bring expert knowledge and discussion to the fascinating and critically important world of oncology.